Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Post-Match Podcast. My thoughts come in a moment, followed by the player ratings by Steve Hoare, and I chatted with Arsenal Fan TV's Robbie Lyle.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. Liverpool just beat Arsenal by 3-1. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant from the Reds, and the only thing that slightly takes the shine off is just ultimately letting them score a goal. So I feel a little bit like when we walked out of Norwich, we should be absolutely bouncing in the streets, everyone should be jumping up and down, cartwheeling out of Anfield, but they're not, because there is that little bit of a sense of, oh, if only we just got that clean sheet as well. But realistically, first half in particular, that's the best first half performance I think of the season so far. Totally and utterly dominant. A couple of little sniffs from them, largely are of our own making. But the way we control the game, constant wave after wave after pressure, probing, holding the ball when we needed to, using the width, Trent Alexander-Arnold, a constant threat, getting balls into the box. And, you know, we didn't create a lot of like clear-cut things from that, but you wear them down. It's a war of attrition in games like that. Arsenal are a very, very good side. You can see some of the talent they've got on the pitch there. But let's look at Pepe as an example there. They've geared him up for this game, and he got no joy out of us at all throughout the whole game, and that's because Liverpool played like a side that are world class and had a week to prepare for this. So all the little bits and pieces that we saw, and I'm sure there'll be moments to overanalyze, and we'll certainly look into them when we do the final word on Monday, of course. But in terms of how Liverpool, just every man on the pitch, I thought, put an absolutely fantastic shift in today. Mo Salah, so dangerous. His penalty, my word, like, guess the right way, I dare you. You could tell the goalkeeper which way that was going to go, and he's not saving that. He was borderline unplayable today. Roberto Firmino just decided, there was a moment in the first half where he basically just, for a laugh, just flicks it over the head of one of their players to try a volley. There's no need for Firmino to do that. It's just senseless brutality on the reputation of the Arsenal players. And there's a couple of decent moments from them. They threw the kitchen sink at us, and ultimately that's where they get the goal from, because Lacazette is a very, very good player. But Aubameyang, I thought we handled him spectacularly. Virgil van Dijk, we saw him probably run more than he's ever really done in a Liverpool shirt today, but it was all just to prove a point, and the point is he's better than every one of their players combined. Joel Matip, I thought again, imperious alongside him at the back. Trent's great right back performance. Andy Robbo, almost perfect from left back, absolutely sensational. Jordan Henderson, again, getting his name sung by the copper full time, because he was great. He was absolutely everywhere. And in fact, it's funny, because I'm sure there'll be some anti-Hendo minge bags who go, well, he made a mistake that nearly got them in. Yeah, I know, but he recovered for it as well. Like, and I thought he was great. There's no point in singling out individuals. A phenomenal all-round team performance in Liverpool, with, as I say, the slight shine taken off of letting them score a goal, because, you know, by that point, we're in full rest and recovery mode by that point, taking players off, just trying to see the game out to the end. And it's a shame, because it would have been nice to really press the advantage, go and get a few more goals. We took the 3 points. Liverpool are top of the league with the only 100% record. That was the score. With the only 100% record remaining in the Premier League after three games. Phenomenal. It's what we all want. If you agree, let me know in the comment section underneath. And don't forget to check out the instant match reaction. It's going to be on the redmentv.com later tonight. 10-15 minutes looking into this before Monday's final words show and podcast. Thank you very much. See you all soon. Ta-ra.
Next up then, it's the player ratings.
Hello everyone and welcome to Redmen TV. Steve here with today's player ratings after Liverpool just beat Arsenal 3-1. Still top of the league. Absolutely fantastic, Liverpool. Let's go through the players. Alisson. Adrian. Didn't have anything to do really. He had one kick that he kind of kicked straight to their lad. But other than that, sound, he can have a 7. I actually thought he was quite unlucky with that kick and that. I thought he was right to come and clear it. He probably just needed a fine touch. Trent. Another assist, well done for Trent. I thought he actually defended much, much better than he has done in recent weeks. So Trent can have an 8. Yeah, let's have an 8. Matip, 10. Let's have a 10, just for that header. He's absolutely massive. He should score every week. I want him to score that header every single week. He does really, really well, so fair play to him there. Virgil van Dijk next to him. He actually got dribbled past for once in like a million years, but then he still wins 3-1 and he was absolutely fantastic as well. So Virgil, you're going to lose a point for the dribble, but you can still have a 9. Robertson up and down that left wing all game. I thought he was absolutely brilliant once again. Andy, go and have yourself a 9 as well. Fabinho sitting in the middle. You know what, Arsenal didn't attack. They come here and park the bus and tried to hit it on a counter, so we didn't really have that much to do. But everything he did really well, including that ball to Salah at the end when I thought Salah might have got his hat-trick. So go and have an 8 for yourself, Fabinho. Jordan Henderson, I thought, was one of his best games he's had for a long, long time. Actually, I thought the captain was absolutely brilliant. Go and have yourself a 9, Jordan. A couple of little errors, and, you know, he does let Pepe in, but, you know, Pepe missed, so you know, he's probably shit. So, yeah, you can have a 9, Jordan. Gini Wijnaldum, it was weird. I thought Gini actually started quite poorly. He was giving the ball away a little bit, but by the end, before he went off, he was absolutely everywhere. He was chasing balls down, he was hurrying, he was harrying. So Gini, get yourself a 9 as well. Left wing then, Sadio, very influential without actually getting himself, you know, on the goals or in the score. So they were terrified of him, to be fair. They were so deep, you know, they didn't get forward at all. So I'll give Sadio an 8, why not? Mo Salah, pen, goal, what a goal again. He's absolutely brilliant, isn't he? You just run out of things to say about Mo Salah. He can do absolutely nothing, and yet he goes and scores 2 goals. So have a 9 as well, Mo. And then Roberto Firmino up front, he genuinely is the best in the world. I know it's a song, and I know other fans take the mick out of us. He's absolutely brilliant, Firmino. He does it week after week. He's been our best player this season. He's been our best player again there. I don't know who got man of the match, I haven't seen, but I thought Roberto Firmino was man of the match. So he can have a 10.5. So Ox, come on, and Lallana, come on, but they can have whatever, 8. Just why not? Really good. So, yeah, they were my player ratings. Let me know in the comments what I got right, what I got wrong. I imagine there's going to be lots wrong. That tends to be the thing. Keep an eye out on the YouTube channel. Make sure you're subscribed, and we'll see you soon. Ta-da.
And lastly, before we head, we've got Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV giving his take on the game.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Redmen TV. Robbie joins me from Arsenal Fan TV. Robbie, it wasn't 5-1.
It wasn't 5-1. It was a better performance by us in the first half. I thought, you know, we were containing Liverpool. I think, listen, Liverpool were a bit all over us, but having said that, had Nicolas Pepe have taken that chance that he had, we would then have been looking back at him, you know, all the commentators would have been saying, oh, well, brilliant tactical performance by Arsenal. They've soaked it up and they've caught Liverpool on the break. And we had a couple of chances on the break and we didn't take them. We weren't clinical. And you were clinical when you got those big chances, clear-cut chances. Because I thought we were defending quite well. You know what I mean? You had a lot of the ball, but there was a lot of blocks going in. Yeah. We were really keeping it out and posing a threat on the counter. But I think it was that goal on just near half-time that killed us. If we could have got in at 0-0, you know. And then I just felt that in the second half, you know, we were the architects of our own downfall. I don't know what David Luiz was doing.
Yeah.
You can't pull back players no more. You know what
and
I mean?
Particularly, even if he gets away with it for a second.
It's the VAR now. The VAR, you know, that's why, to me, it's not. I know I could understand it back in the day. You know, we've seen a lot of little tugs. The referee misses it, stops the player from really getting through. But with the VAR now, you ain't going to get away with it. So I didn't understand that. And then for the third one, he's tight on Salah, who's still a brilliant finish.
Yeah.
He's an amazing player. But I'm just a bit disappointed that with the manager. I just felt that, you know, first half, I understood the tactics, but the second half, I think we should have went for it a bit more. You know what I mean? Why was Lacazette not playing? Lacazette he's our best player.
Well, you brought Torreira on, but effectively you're taking off. I mean, I know he gets in, he gets the goal, so it's worked out a good sub. But you've basically got three defensive midfielders on the pitch at that point. It wasn't.
Yeah, and Torreira, listen, I think Torreira should have started. I mean, I wouldn't have started Granit Xhaka. He's been injured. He's just come back. He slows it down too much. It plays into Liverpool's hands. And we know what Liverpool do in that midfield. They press you. They do it better than anybody, probably City as well. And I just felt that we played into their hands in playing Xhaka and Guendouzi because they're both similar in that they hold on to the ball a long time, you know? So, listen, we're still work in progress. You know, I did an interview on TalkSport before during the week, and I said that what really worries me is that on the flanks, you know, our right back and our left back, they're still not really that top quality, you know what I mean? Maitland-Niles has been filling in, but he's not the one.
Well, you look at the
and Monreal's getting a bit old. You need, we could see it with your fullbacks.
Well, look at the top level of the Premier League. Man City are paying £50 million for backup fullbacks, and Liverpool's fullbacks both got basically double figure assists last season. That's the standard.
Yeah, and I think we're looking to try and do that as well. The hope obviously is when Bellerin comes back, and also we brought in this Tierney kid, and I think that we're looking to that. But at the moment, we're creating nothing down the flanks. So if we don't get the ball up quickly to our players that can hurt you, then we're pretty nullified. And I just felt today we were too slow out of the back and we didn't get the ball up to... When we did get the ball up to Pepe and Aubameyang, they caused problems. And I thought Pepe today, even though he missed that chance, I was very encouraged with what I've seen so far of him. I think he's going to be a top-class player. When we get up to speed, I think we're going to be a better team than we were last season.
What are your thoughts on Liverpool then?
Liverpool, very good. You know, I think you can see it's a settled team. It's a very difficult place to come because, you know, obviously all the fans are behind the team and the pace what Liverpool play at, and they're just relentless.
Yeah.
You know, they are absolutely relentless. So you're not going to drop a lot of points here, if any. And I think Liverpool, you know, it's a tough one because I think if I was a Liverpool fan, I'd just be gutted that there's a team like City around because if not, you would win the league.
Yeah.
But City are that good. But I think it's also the responsibility of the other teams, that's us, Manchester United, Chelsea, you know, to put up a better fight this year, Tottenham as well, than we did last year. I think we made it easy for Liverpool and for City. I'm a bit more encouraged with our performance today. I do think we'll be better, but whether the other two, I don't know. Our priority is to get into the top four and to hopefully be in the next couple of seasons like Liverpool. I think that's the model, you know, what you guys have done.
Yeah.
And you've got this style of play. I think that's the model that we need to try to aspire to. But yeah, Liverpool, excellent team. If I'm being honest, you know, I don't know. I don't think I would ever say this because I don't know how I cope with you and there's several other Liverpool fans. But I kind of like to see, if it had came down to it, I'd rather you guys win it this year. But I think you've just done it in the right way. So, but listen, to get past City, it's tough.
Good luck. Good luck for us. Anyway, Robbie, thank
Brilliant.
You very much, mate.
Thank you very much.
Safe journey, old man.
There you go. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Post-Match Podcast. Make sure you check out all the content on the RedmenTV.com. The instant match reaction is up. So if you need more analysis on this game, head over to the website. Start your 3-month trial now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.